107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We're looking forward to a great event that's coming up with Stratford District Chamber of Commerce. Joining us on this frosty morning is Aaron Martin with the Chamber. Aaron, good to see you.
Thanks for having me, Jamie.
Aaron, we've got a great event coming up. First off, though, how did the Business Government Roundtable go? That was held recently. It looks like it was a big success.
Yeah, it was really, really well attended, and the feedback that we had from people was great from it. The interaction from all three different levels of government was great to see in one room. We have four different municipalities and obviously our provincial and federal reps there, so it was a great conversation, and we're excited to hopefully do that again next year.
Nice to keep those kind of conversations going, for sure.
Absolutely, and we want as much input from our business community, so if you ever do have any questions, feel free to reach out so that we can include those.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And speaking of, a big event is coming up in November, and it's at a new location. Of course, we're talking about the Business Excellence Awards, Aaron.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. It'll be on the 6th of November from 6 till around 9:30 when we'll be closing up. A bit of a different style this year, so instead of having a full-on dinner, people were kind of giving us feedback on that, saying they would like to network more. It's a Chamber of Commerce event.
Sure.
Without as much networking when you're stuck at those tables, because normally you're at a table with your whole company.
Right, yeah. So, it's kind of hard to maneuver around, if you will.
This shift, it's more of a cocktail hour, so there'll be a bar with drinks, and then there'll also be lots of fancy hors d'oeuvres that are being passed around, so I don't think anyone will go hungry there. We also lowered the tickets to kind of equate for that, so that if people want to still have that dinner, they can go to our lovely downtown, frequent any of the businesses down there, and then come out for that evening. It's even a nice walk if you wanted to walk that far.
Exactly. And what a beautiful opportunity to check out the Tom Patterson Theater for this.
It is such a fantastic place. Absolutely beautiful. For those that haven't seen a show there, I would highly recommend going to see one, or even just popping by to take a look at it. So I do believe when shows are going on, their restaurant is open there as well.
Okay, so there you go.
That's a little secret tip.
No, but it's going to be a special night just for the Stratford District Chamber of Commerce. Again, it is the Business Excellence Awards. So remind us what the awards are all about.
Yeah, so it's about celebrating our local business community. So business and nonprofits as well. So any organizations that are a huge part of us, our business community, I should say. We want to celebrate them, go over everything along those lines. So we'll have 9 different award categories, followed by a Business of the Year, which is one of the winners of those categories. And then we also celebrate our business leader, who is Marion DeWeaver, who is an amazing asset to our community. We're really happy to celebrate her this year.
Oh, a great choice, certainly, for this year. We'll have to catch up with Marion and get her on the radio to chat about this. Sometimes she's kind of reluctant to go on, but she's such a wonderful part of our community. I think that's a great choice.
Absolutely. Very humble and very serving person that wants to see the best for our local community.
Yeah, certainly with the great folks at Home and Company, and for all she does with all the community work for our area too. So it's going to be quite the night. We are excited about this. I am thrilled to be emceeing this evening.
Well, we're excited to have you.
Yeah, for sure. So tickets are available. Are they still available now?
Or yes, are selling quite quickly right now. So we find Stratford's a very last minute. So the last couple of weeks, sales went crazy on it. So we're really happy to see those filling up. If it does get to the point where we do have a couple spots that we could open up, but they are slightly farther back seats, and we want to keep it nice and close as possible. So, but if it does come to that, we can open those up. But I would highly recommend getting the tickets now.
All right. What's the best way to get tickets?
Either online, so you can go to our website at stratfordchamber.com, and you can go on the events tab there. Or if you're having any trouble there, feel free to reach out to the office, call us, stop in, anything along those lines, so we can always help you get those tickets.
It really is, Aaron, a celebration for anybody that, you know, there's been so many folks that have enjoyed it year after year. But for anybody that hasn't been there, this would be a great opportunity, especially at this new setting, especially with the sort of a cocktail reception into the awards. What a great opportunity to discover businesses. You will learn something that evening. You will be fascinated by the businesses, how they go above and beyond. It really is an incredible evening.
Yeah, it's all about seeing who's out there, what they're doing. Sometimes you're in your own little silo, and this opens you up to see the other sectors that are out there and how they're functioning and get connected with them as well.
Yeah, so it's November 6th. Put it in your calendar. Better still, just be there, because we're all going to be a part of it. Stratford and District Chamber of Commerce, Aaron Martin. Aaron, thank you so much, and we look forward to the winners being unveiled that evening.
Thank you for having me, Jamie.